We're up to Perek Yud Aleph Sifcha Vav on page Kuf Mem Dalet in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. Today's shir is sponsored for a Refuah Shleimah from Miril Bas Sara Gidl by her Mishpacha to help keep the shiurim going. Please help with sponsorships. To sponsor, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shir, or go to or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. So we begin Siv Chavav. We're in the middle of talking about the halachas of someone who forgot or is unable to take chumas and maises or chal before Shabbos or Yom Tov, what he should do. We're on towards the bottom of page, Kuf Mem Dal. Siv Chavav begins, Tanoim Eile Shalaf Ihem Rashai Adam Lahafish Chumas and Maises of Chal B'Shabbos or Yom Tov. These Tanoim, which we spoke about previously, that you can make conditions in order to be Mafish Chumas or Maises, and chal on Shabbos Yom Tov, ayafrasha zus haidei breiro. Or we talk about being mafreshit before Shabbos, but using breiro, which means that you're gonna be, it's gonna be huvrol davar l'mafreya, which piece is gonna be the chumba, the ma'is, or the chal. So he says these whole things which we spoke about in the last year, einam tayfsin el beperus shem shaloi bizman esneisa at night. You have to have owned these peris at the time with these Tanoim were made. Well, figach ena sneza Tanoim elo reverse zu al day brayo. None of this will work. Lamisha muzman lusayd b'shabbos ebiyamtav al shulchan ishel hachosher al I have shores chumas remais of chal. Which means you go out to eat a Shabbos meal by somebody. You can't. You know, let's say you know on Friday you're invited out to eat by somebody who you don't really trust on chumas remais. To say I'll make it tonight. Then I'll be mafreshit when he serves me the challenge. I'll be mafreshit on the side of the plate, the potato. Doesn't work. You have to be in possession of the food on Erev Shabbos when these tanoim were made. V'chein and so to ein ma'ilim tanai elo. Siv chav zayin on top of page kuf memhei. These tanoim will not help. Oya frasha zu shal yidei breira ela kidei lahat eloi lahafresh chumus v'mais v'chal ma'ashe b'retzoyne. It only helps to make these tanoim with something that you plan on eating on Shabbos itself. But not for something which you would like to eat on a weekday. Meaning, even if you're being mafresh at one time, what you're going to eat now and what you're going to eat later, it doesn't help. You can't be mafresh on Shabbos with these tanoim, something not to be eaten on Shabbos Yom Tov. This is Chazal allowed this tonight, is dafka if you're going to eat on Shabbos Yom Tov. So if you look in Sifkot and Kuvdalet on the bottom, he points out that this which we say, that you can't be mafresh, stuff that you can eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov, together with things that you're not going to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says that could be good for Trumas and Maises. He says it can't work for Challah. Why? He says, V'shamati me'gerim shem zalman erbach, di'tochein de'b'challah mutter gamzen. That it says it would make sense to say that for Challah it would be permitted. Ki ma'oil mo'shamanu, he says, you never heard shem echad os isa b'Yom Tov. What happens? Someone goes on Yom Tov, makes a large dough, right? The main diet, the lechel, curly isa b'Yom Tov, right? The recipe calls for a decent amount of dough, and in order to make the challah well, you make a decent amount of dough. The mice of the challahs come out, you're not going to realize, you're not going to use all these challahs on Yom Tov. He says, we never heard you, it's sorry, chadak dek lahafresh challah, rak l'mash abadayt lechel b'Yom Tov. Says, the minute was always, you were mafresh challah from everything that you just baked. Even though you're not going to be able to eat it all on Yom Tov itself. He says, so Memela, this which we just said, that you can't be mafresh on Shabbos or Yom Tov for something for after Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, dafka has to be for Trumas and Maises. He says, but it doesn't make sense that to say such a thing for Challah. For Challah, he says, it doesn't make sense. It must be that you're allowed to do it. Siv Chav Ches, Shachach Lahafresh Challah Be'erv Yom Tov. What happens if you forgot to be mafresh chal on Erev Yom Tov, and you also forgot to make it tonight on Erev Yom Tov? What should you do? You want to be mafresh chal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, dafka on Yom Tov, and you forgot to do beforehand. So what's an eitzah he gives? He gives a piece of advice. Yalush b'yamtiv isa chadasha. It says, need a brand new dough on yamtiv. B'shir ha-mechayiv ha-froshes chala. With the shir, that's mechayiv ha-froshes chala. And then what do? Yaniach es ha-isa ha-chadasha liyad ha-mafa shahachim b'oidyeim. Take the new dough. Take the dough that you prepared before yamtiv. Put it next to each other. V'yafish min ha-isa ha-chadasha gam al-ha-mafa shahachim ha-fish b'menu. And you can take chala on the new dough and take on the old dough together. We know as long as it's the same min, you could take it together later on, right? So we have to make sure that when you make this new dough on Yom Tov, that you plan on eating some part of the new dough on Yom Tov itself, because otherwise it's achara for the weekday. But if you're going to eat from the new dough, that's not a problem. Now, what happens if you can't make a large enough dough on Yom Tov for whatever reason? That's going to be mechayev chalo. He says, "What happens if iyafshar lahachin isa kisher mechayev afroshes chalo?" So yachin isa ketana. He says, "Prepare a small dough." Yeah, he says, "Prepare a small batch." V'yak bidlas is I said dafka min isas hamayfa shachin be'av Yom Tov, but make sure it's from the same species of dough. Meaning, if it's wheat, oats, spelt, whatever it is, it should be the same species of dough from beforehand, from what you baked before Yom Tov. If you have fennel, you bake it. If you eat it, maifezeh besal echot imamavish shachach lavish menu. Take the two chalas that came out from the new and from the old, put it in one basket, or you put it both on the table and you cover it with one large towel. And then you could take just from the new. Once again, you have das to eat from that today. So basically, the two ways is, if you can't bake it from the same species, you could bake it from a different species, but make enough that that species alone is chayef chala, and you could have das for the other stuff as well. If you can't bake that much, or you can't bake from that species, so bake a small amount from another species, then put it in a basket or under the same shmata, and then towel, and then you could take from one on the other chal. Now this is all talking about in Eretz Yisrael, as he's now going to say in Siv Chavtes. Mekimat shemitzvah chal b'chutzaretz ein ha'el medrabanan. So since the mitzvah chal b'chutzaretz ein ha'el medrabanan, afilu b'zman shebeis ha'migdash kayim, even when the base mission was Kayim in Chutzaretz, it was only Midraban. For Chol Yisod Masen, Hekidl Chazal Veitiu Lechol Dava Marifa, Shlai Hufishu Menu Chala, Im Omnum Nilus B'Chutzaretz, Adas Yafish Acha Yichkein Chala Mishyari HaMaifa. So Chazal allowed in Chutzaretz, since it was only Midraban, even in the base of Mikdosh, it's even more Kal today, says Chazal allowed, let's say on Shabbos Yom Tov, if you realize you were not Mafish Chala, they allowed you to eat the challah, but make sure to leave over a piece of challah from that batch, from that loaf, from that challah, no pun intended, right? To leave over from that bread loaf, and I just said the last word, challah, a piece, and after Shabbos, you'll be able to mafish a piece of challah from it. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't even begin eating it till challah was taken, but in Chutz La'aretz, b'makom tzarich de'o mekel, says Ulechein, and therefore, says, therefore, if you forgot before Shabbos Yom Tov to take challah from a dough that was mechuyev challah, yasher prusa v'lo yizrkenu, leave over a piece of challah and don't throw it out. Then after Shabbos or after Yom Tov, you'll take off challah from that. She came be Shabbos Yom Tov, also lafrisha. And Shabbos Yom Tov, you can't be mafrish. Then he says, "B'shafar." Now comes B'shas Hafrosha Mitzayayim. Now comes Motzi Shabbos Motzi Yom Tov. So lo yivarech al Hafrosha. You don't make a bracha on this Hafrosha. Gamim b'mayfa kula hayashir shachal b'bracha. Even though in the original whole loaf which you're taking chal from now would have been b'chayev a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Kamor heter zed lechol shay lo nemel b'chutzart. This heter is only said in chutzart. Al beretzol in derech lahat lechol b'shabbos b'yom tov. So it's not going to work. in Eretz Yisrael. It only works in Chutzarts. And you're only going to make a bracha if at the time you're being mafresh challah, there's enough of a shir challah left at time of that frosh. If you only left over a small piece, the mafresh from challah, you do it without a bracha. Siv Lamed. Now we're going to continue. We're moving away from Trumas and Maizes. And we're going to talk about other dinim regarding food preparation on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Siv Lamed on top of page Kuf Mem Ches says, Hamechin Oichel B'Shat B'Shvil Tinik. Someone who's preparing food for a young child, a toddler, Vutzar or infant. Vutzar Chodas is a Kamul Shatinik Oichel. Mutl Elushka Limdait. You're preparing formula for a baby or something else like that, and it's very important to give the right amount, or it's not going to be healthy for the child. So for such a child, you could use a measuring spoon, or when you're filling up the bottle, you know how many ounces of water, and then you're going to put a certain amount of scoops of formula, and that's permitted. Says, if possible, you should approximate, and not say they're doing it at exact. Because if you're only approximating, so if you look in Sifkan Kuf Chavav, the top line on the bottom half of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzim, he explains it. Tzrochim for a young cotton, for an infant, for a toddler, the Ramos says is like a chayil shem b'sakana, and wherever we make of a chayil shem b'sakana, we make here. So therefore, one could do measurements to make sure that an infant's food is prepared properly. Siv Lamed Aleph. Hamechen Oichel B'yomtev Tzorch La'das as Kamiyos HaTavlinim HaShoinim Shevhen Yishtamish. Let's say you're preparing food on Yomtev. And now you have to know how much spices to put in, you know. The wrong amount of spices can really kill it, right? They should like Lufke Mestam HaTavshel, shouldn't ruin the food. So he says, if it's a type of food, it's a type of food that when you're going to put spices into this type of food during the week, that you'd only do it with measuring. So mutalasis kam can be yomtiv. So to a yomtiv you could. But he says, v'yishtamish l'tzerech ha-medida b'klisha misumenais by midos aval aloy l'shtam l'midosim l'znaim. He says, don't use a scale where you weigh it out. He says, use like a teaspoon. So you fill it up, it's a teaspoon, a half a tablespoon. Use measuring cups, measuring spoons. And when you fill up the spoon, you have the measurements. You're not sitting there pulling out a measurement like on a scale. You shouldn't use a scale. You put a little bit on, it shows you what right? You should use a measuring spoon, something that shows what it is. Then it says, Mitzrochim shekemoisom aloi mudiyakas eini pegemis es tam atavshom. So let's say you have certain things, foods. You can put a little more salt in, a little less salt in. Some things you give a spritz of black pepper, a spritz of something. Where you generally don't have to measure it. So that ain't maidin b'yamtiv. That also on yamtiv, when you're preparing such a food in yamtiv, you shouldn't measure it. Gam im ritzoni limdei des hakemach, de yishiyuch alolosh kishir ha-mechayiv ha-fresh ha-schalo. So to, let's say you're making a dough. So you want to say, I want to measure it exactly how much flour. So no one mechayiv ha-schalo says, nah, don't measure. Throw in the flour, throw in a little bit more to make sure if you're worried. But don't measure it out if you, unless you don't have to. You take approximations, and throw in a little bit extra to make sure you have the shear. So just to know you have to chal is not good enough reason to have to measure it. Things that don't require exact measurements, best not to measure. Stop over here. Today's shear was sponsored for Rushlem from Miral Basar Gittel. In order to help the shear coming on a consistent basis, we are looking for sponsors. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shear. Or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, @gmail.com to find out how you could sponsor a share.